CliffCentral.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. CliffCentral.com. We are just getting started for our Friday morning, and I hope yours is off to an excellent start, too. You can get hold of us in any number of ways today to tell us what your weekend plans are, especially if they're fun and they don't involve staying at home and following COVID regulations. I mean, that's boring as hell. Sia is here, Leanne is here, and Fabian says, morning, you guys spoke about plants on Tuesday, and you made me list to get started. Maybe that plant lady should come back that you had a few years ago. Yes, yes. Do you remember we spoke to a number of people over the years about plants, but there was Robin from
Lifestyle
in what's the place called? It's sort of in Rondberg somewhere, right? It's just down.
I see, down
Bayers Nordea. Lifestyle nursery. It's fantastic, and yes, maybe we should get Robin back. I'm in love with moving shit around. See ya. This is so embarrassing, but yesterday I spent maybe six hours moving furniture around in my house.
Oh, Gareth.
Oh, no. It was a big operation, a massive operation. So I was if anyone asks, what did I do with my Thursday? The only thing I can say is that I moved shit around for a solidly long period of time.
I told you that watching that home renovation channel was a slippery slope. Look at you now.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, there's Leanne Moll.
Here I am.
Hey, here's some good news. JP says he's going into the hospital today for the birth of his second baby, a little girl. Isn't that nice?
Let's hope it's easier than it has been, because having a baby during times of COVID is quite difficult.
Well, your cousin's baby was born in the middle of COVID, right?
Yeah, and he was born just a few days before they wouldn't even allow the dads in.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know what the story's like now. It's probably much better.
Wow.
I'd just like to say that C is a unisex name. Drop the Y. It's very universal.
It's got to be about Sia, Leanne. Don't you know anything?
Always.
Mm. No, for sure. All right. So if you and lots of people wishing JP well. You see, the problem with the software is it's become like a chat group.
Yeah.
So now everybody.
I like that, though.
You like that?
Yes, it's cute.
You can put your hand up, by the way. There's a speak button at the bottom, and it would be like calling into the show.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you can actually – you can join in the conversation. If you'd like to actually be there, you know, be on camera. We've had a couple of people do this week, and it's fun. You can join in, and we put you on the screen, and we can see you, and we can hear you, and it's terrific. It's like being back in the studio.
Very cool.
Yes. Miggs is doing his first Dungeons and Dragons session tomorrow afternoon, ending on Sunday night. Is that game that people play? Dungeons and Dragons?
It's been around for yonks.
How does it work? I mean, maybe Megs, you need to explain to us what it is.
Well, all I know is that when I was at school, people who played Dungeons and Dragons, we were told they were Satanists.
Satan worshippers. Yeah. Yeah, they were bad people.
Yeah, like the church told us that it was very bad and you weren't allowed to play it.
And if you did, that you were an evil person.
Yeah. And I mean, that was primary school, and they were still playing it when I was in varsity. So it's been decades and decades.
Oh, this is useful. Apparently, dads can visit now if their babies are born during, you know, lockdown. You only have to do a COVID test, and then you can go in and you can actually be in the hospital. And you could be there for the birth of your child, something that you'd think was fairly obvious, right?
Yeah.
It shows you how things
have
changed.
Imagine missing out on that.
Yes. So please tell us about this Dungeons and Dragons, Megs, because that sounds like someone who books off the whole mushroom to do. The whole weekend to do mushrooms. I know someone
books off the whole mushroom to do drugs
to do weekend. Yeah,
I thought you were having a stroke.
No, but for example, I've got these friends who take mushrooms super seriously, and then they'll book off the whole weekend and they'll go away somewhere and they'll take mushrooms. And it sounds like Miggs with his Dungeons and Dragons. It almost sounds like that. You'd have to dedicate the whole weekend to it, you know?
Mm.
I thought about this the other day. I've never been a gamer. You know, there are lots of people who love gaming. It's not something I'm massively into, but, there are people who just live for this stuff. And it strikes me as a bit of a blessing that I'm not into gaming, because I think if I did get into it, I'd be hugely into it, and I probably couldn't get away. I mean, one of my friends I've spoken about a couple of times before, he has this whole rig at home. It's like a big setup. He's got a computer that it lights up on the inside. It's got fans and air conditioners attached to it. It is a massive thing. And I do not understand, but he spends thousands of rands on maintaining this thing. He has all the equipment that goes with it. I mean, you cannot believe what this guy's doing. And all of this is happening, you know, kind of because it's a hobby of his. It's just something he enjoys doing. Listen, I've got a laboratory. I'm one to talk, but, you know, everybody has their hobbies, I suppose.
But that is just such a big commitment.
Jesus, are you kidding?
And people play for hours and hours and hours, and you look up and, you know.
I've heard stories about people who wear adult nappies because they're so busy with
game.
Yes, yes, yes. Like gamblers who, you know, there's those gamblers who wear a nappy.
Yeah.
And they will sit in the chair and they will play that game for like 12 hours in a row. And instead of getting up and going to the loo, they'll just pee in the adult nappy. No, I could never do that.
Okay. I have so many questions, but to avoid painting everyone in the same brush, I will not ask them.
Do you wear an adult nappy? Should be the opening question. And by the way, if you're a girl who goes on a date this weekend, maybe you try that cloud dating that we were talking to Nicholas about earlier in the week. If you're going to date with a dude, first find out if he's a gamer, because then you will be second in his life. You won't be his most important thing. So here's Miggs. Miggs has explained the whole Dungeons and Dragons thing. I don't know much, actually, but essentially you create a character to your specifications to play in a world scenario that's created by one person that is dubbed as the Dungeon Master. This is usually done in groups of four. Again, I'm still very new to it. All right, well, everybody has their thing, Miggs. Enjoy. Tell us what it's like on Monday. Vuzzy says, Gareth, you have to make an effort to make the shroom trip fantastic. More special when you do it with your close friends somewhere in nature. Yeah, I think that those are the people I'm talking about. Those friends of mine who are going to do this stuff.
I won't try that stuff. My mind's crazy enough as it is.
You are crazy enough as it is.
No, my mind is. I'm more than just my mind.
Okay. Ooh, snap, 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 snap. Yes.
Okay, a couple of things left over from yesterday that we need to get to. Here's some email. You know, we're always getting emails, and I spoke about that bomb that went off. So a lot of people who missed that this morning, you know, that bomb that they were diffusing, that is in the first hour of this morning's show. You can go catch up with that. But here's an interesting email from Stefan. And we always, I mean, he's the guy who we met up with in Germany. Remember?
Mm-hmm. What was that now?
Stefan Panzer. It's a little while ago. Anyway, he said, good to know if you guys ever get this journalist on Cliff Central. Sky News in Australia is Rupert Murdoch's puppet channel. He owns the vast majority of media outlets in Australia and does a great job at spreading fear among the feeble-minded bogans. Just thought it might help knowing who steers the ship. It is very entertaining, though. Because we were talking about Sky News in Australia and you know, how they hate lockdowns, and there are a couple of their hosts who are like railing against the government there. But then I also got a message from someone this morning, and maybe we can talk to Laurel about this because she lives in Australia and we're going to talk to her at 5:30. Australia's, specifically the province of Victoria, has got a very strict lockdown. They're under incredible restrictions at the moment. Oh, okay, here we go. We've got a little a little bit of info on Lotto Land. We couldn't get Mareka on, but maybe you want to know about this. So weekends are really good because the big draws take place over the weekend. So tonight, Leanne Moll, Euro Millions are standing at 1 billion rand. Draw tonight is at 9 o'clock. The Euro jackpot is standing at 1.1 billion rand. How's
oh, my
that?
Word.
That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And Mega Millions is standing at 7 billion rand. That draws at 5 in the morning on Saturday. And the US Powerball is at 6.4 billion rand. That draw is on Sunday at 5 o'clock. So there's four different lottos that you could enter if you go to Lotto Land South Africa. I've tried it. I promise you, no funny business. You spend the money. If you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. You know how it works. Lotto Land South Africa is a licensed bookmaker with the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling toll-free counseling line, 0800 006 008.
Now, let me just think. What time is the latest flight to Bora Bora today? If the draw's at 9, I'm sure they can process my winnings by 9:15.
Yeah.
I can pack in the next 15 minutes. I can do a drive-by to my ex and go, in your face! And then I can,
if you won billions, why would you be focused on showing your ex up? Why would you even waste money on that? Really?
For the mess they left me in, Gareth. They deserve that.
See, this person.
How long ago was this?
Jesus, you hold a grudge.
You know, or actually, they deserve me to book CeeLo Green to sing "Forget You" in their face. Yeah, actually, yeah. How much is the winnings?
Why are you so cross with this person?
1 billion.
What did they do to you? Did they lie to you? Did they cheat on you?
No,
you raised it. Now we're going to dig. Tell us. Tell us what happened.
And how long ago was this that your heart was broken?
Jesus, you're bitter about it. This is a very bitter. This is the most bitter I've ever seen you. I thought you were this evolved person, Sia, who was wise beyond your years, who had, you know, the maturity to know to just let go and walk away, but clearly not. I mean, if that's the first thing that comes to your mind, if you win a billion rand, is to go and like, fuck you to your ex. Yeah. You've got some problems, my friend.
The one in particular had said to me that, well, no, like we just need space. And space. Ah, that's only for NASA, not in relationships. But anyway. Yeah, we need space. I'm like, okay, sure thing then. And then it just dissolved. And I think he wasn't man enough to call it what it is and say, you know, actually, this isn't working out for me anymore. And then 2.3 seconds later, I see that he's back with his ex. Now, I don't think that you just, you know, hook up with your ex again after 2 seconds. He had been considering it for a while and they spoke about it and whatnot. And, you know, he had the audacity. You see, now we opened up a kind of...
I know, I can hear it.
Yes. And then the ex had the audacity to follow me on Instagram. And I was thinking, what is happening here? Like, now you're keeping tabs in my life? And then I bumped into them once at Tasha's, but I wasn't looking good. And that's when I realized you always need to look good. So I quickly got my meal to go. I was like, okay.
How long ago was this?
This one in particular is 2 years ago.
Sia, let it go. Really?
With the billion rand, I will get one of those massive fascinators done as well, so that if they get married, I'm there at their wedding going, I object.
Sia. Yeah. Strange thing.
Oh, my word.
To want to do. You know, I don't think much about my exes. I mean, I've said it a million times. Like, I'm quite good friends with most of them, the ones that I'm still in touch with.
Mm.
It would be so weird for me to be, like you are now, focused on making them miserable.
I own it. If it's a maturity thing, nah, I'm not. I'm not that mature.
A devolved sangweni with Botox. That's what we're looking forward to on Monday, according to Migs.
Migs, let's not judge each other. I'm not judging you for Dungeons and Dragons and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But Claudia loves your line that space is for NASA.
Don't let anyone use that line for you, my friends. Don't let them. nonsense. Yeah. Anyway, Gareth, you were asking us, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'll probably just carry on.
Apart from 6 hours to change
around. I'll probably keep on moving furniture around. I've had such fun. I changed rooms. So I turned what was the TV room into a little sitting room, and I'm turning what was the sitting room into a TV room. And it's obviously, you know, it's a work in progress. You do a lot of wiring and that kind of thing. So Greg, who works in our office, he was on the phone to me yesterday, and he said, what are you doing? Because he could hear I was busy with something. So I was actually wiring plugs and lamps and doing all of that stuff. So I was being very much one of those home improvement people yesterday. I had all the tools out. I put a new door handle in the kitchen door. I was really doing home improvement stuff. Yeah, all that DIY.
Did you have a belt?
You know, that's a bit of a rant.
Sorry, one at a time.
Did you have a belt with all your tools in it?
Yeah, well, no, I don't have one of those. But I was carrying shit around the whole day, like hammers and an insulation tape and screwdrivers and unbelievable shit. You would have laughed if you'd seen me. But the funny thing is, doing all of this around the house actually was a bit of a workout, because I did my usual workout in the morning. But by the time I got into bed last night, I was finished. I was really, really tired. I just slept solidly the whole way through. There wasn't even an excuse to not hit the bed with all the exhaustion that I knew I had in me. It was incredible.
Try gardening. Oh, my word. But like digging, heavy digging, putting in irrigation and stuff like that.
Is that what you were doing?
No, but I've done it before. And I think I was stiff for a week.
What did you plant? Pretty flowers?
No, I put in my irrigation system.
And is it working?
Well, I don't live there anymore.
Well, how long ago was this?
It did work.
So this is as long ago as Sears X?
Yeah.
Okay. Leanne's still holding on to irrigation, and Sia's still holding on to his exes. Listen to you two nutcases.
We're very, you know, evolved, higher people right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about that, Gareth?
No, I'm just judging you two quietly from a distance.
It's not so quiet from this side, okay?
Well, it's still from a distance. Give me that, at least. All right. Some of the things that are happening in South Africa today have got a lot of people very nervous. There's a lot of talk about this Senekal situation. And people are talking about how it's the EFF versus AfriForum. And, you know, they've kind of been spoiling with each other for a long time. And I said it this morning, it's worth saying again, when we started the show, I really hope that this doesn't lead to any kind of violence or become an excuse, become a catalyst for people to do dumb stuff and hurt themselves and hurt others. I really hope everybody can just keep their shit together. We don't need this. We don't need people to argue and fight.
Yeah, concerning. I haven't even wanted to delve in or take sides or form an opinion, because
me neither.
It's actually just a bit scary at the moment.
Yeah, me neither. I've actually stayed away from it mostly because it's not something that I want to pay extra attention to. John says anyone going to Senekal is being stopped on a big roadblock, and they're actually searching everybody. The guys are being held. So that's interesting. They're being held if they have a weapon on them. So if you go there with your weapons, you're not going to be allowed into the town, which is probably not that surprising. And maybe that's a good move, just to keep people from actually fighting with each other.
And then I'm also thinking about, you know, just people who want to carry on with their lives, man. Yeah. Sure, there are people in the town there who just want
to live, you know, they want to have their fun and get on with it and kind of
wake
up and
put
their kids in the car and take them to school, that kind of thing. They don't want to be involved in this. I mean, it's a little dorpy. You can see the whole place from, you know, if a helicopter flies, I don't know, 300 or 400 meters above the ground, you can see the whole town from there. It's not
like
big.
Truth be told, I'd never even heard of this place up until.
Yeah, it's near. Recent. It's apparently close to the Lesotho border, so it's in the Eastern Free State. To be honest, I hadn't heard of it. I've heard of it, but I didn't know where it was either. I had to look it up on a map. Let's just please keep things calm. Let's not be silly. Ruth says, the truth is that life will continue on Monday as usual. We'll definitely not want a small war. That's exactly right. Is Sia going to get some more filler for his lips, says Neil. No, those are all natural, Neil. Those are all natural. Sia's got
this. Anyway.
Those luscious lips have been there the whole time.
You know what, Neil? I'm not even going to entertain you with an answer to that.
All filler, no thriller, Sia. That's what somebody else said.
Who's that?
Migs. And someone else says, they said that the town is a gun-free zone today, but if you own a gun and you can't carry it at an event without more than 15 people anyway. That's with more than 15 people. Well, listen, I mean, I'd be very nervous to have a gun there. I would just stay clear of that. And also, you don't need to go there if you're not intimately involved. Just stay away. It's not necessary, please. Here's something I want to talk to you about. Two of my friends are getting married in, I think it's March next year, and then they're going away on a holiday, and they've invited a whole lot of their friends to join them on like a buddy moon, okay? Now, that sounds good, but they've chosen a place that's quite expensive. I mean, it's beautiful, don't get me wrong. It's in Mozambique. It's really pretty. It's gorgeous. But you'd need a fairly large amount of money. Now, I love these two. I would love to go, but honestly, I don't see it being a possibility. And I don't feel bad about just saying no and saying, you know, leave me out. It's not going to happen. But what are your feelings on this? Because sometimes these things, you know, it depends obviously on how much money you have or how much you're willing to spend, and also obviously how much you like the people. But these things can be very complicated, right?
Yeah, I never actually even heard of the concept of a buddy moon.
Well, it's just
hanging with your friends.
It's another one of these things we've spoken about a few times. You know, like you get the bachelor party, the nappy party, the hens party, the kitchen tea, the engagement party, the wedding itself, the pre-wedding, the post-wedding, the honeymoon. This is now a buddy moon. This is another thing that people are into. It's probably stupid.
I think you'd find it frustrating, Gareth, if you went.
Yeah, I probably would. I don't need to be around for more than 5 or 6 days. I start to get annoyed. Right. Don't you think?
This is why we kept the show at five days.
That's exactly right. After 5 days, I want to kill Sia and Leanne. That's the truth.
Oh, my Lord. I actually saw such a cool story yesterday.
But I think you'd find it frustrating. Because it is.
Sorry, there was a delay.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Go on there. Yeah.
Oh, God. Now we're all going to go on for half an hour.
Gareth, I think you'd find it frustrating because it feels like a holiday, but then it won't be a holiday since it's centered around the couple. So now you'll have to do everything that they want to do. So now they want to wake up and they want to have breakfast together. Then they all want to go snorkeling and. You know.
I don't think these two are those kind of people, frankly. I think they'll actually be quite low maintenance, let everybody do their thing. But it's just another one of those things to add to that list of like parties that people want you to attend in and around them getting together. It's really there's a long list at this point. It's a lot. And I don't think it's necessary. I'm not going to go on this one because I just frankly don't want to spend the money. I think that it's an unnecessary expense right now, and I might need that money, considering how things are going. You know, I think a lot of people are making very, very careful decisions around spending on stuff that they don't need right now, holidays,
that
sort of thing. Who's got extra cash lying around, frankly? So that's probably the number one reason. But I don't know. It could be fun, and maybe if I weren't being schnorrer and I weren't worried about cash, I'd say yes and make a plan.
So this story that I saw yesterday, a man in KZN has gifted a family of four that he doesn't even know a holiday at the beach for, I think it's like a fully paid 2-week holiday. They only have to pay for their food in the self-catering.
Is that the same Nigerian dude who told me that I needed 6 million of his money? Because then they're not going to get their holiday. I've got bad news for them.
So what this guy did is he went onto Facebook and he said, I have a holiday to give away. And he wanted people to help him find someone who really deserved a treat.
And no terms and conditions? It's not like some horrible timeshare that you have to pitch into or anything?
No.
It's totally legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. He says, I grew up in a family that had very little money. My mother didn't work and my father was a school teacher who became a church pastor. We often had people helping us and we would help other people when we could. In fact, I've always found poorer people are much more generous in sharing what they have than the rich.
That's not true. You get nice people and you get unkind people. And some of the nice people are rich and some of them are poor. And some of the horrible people are rich and some of the horrible people are poor. I think it's an awful thing to say that rich people aren't as giving. In fact, all the greatest benefactors of humankind are extremely rich people who've decided they're not going to just give their children the money. They're going to put it back into society. You know, people like Gates and Buffett.
What it is it changes your... It changes your empathy when you don't have money. Your empathy is different to that of a rich person.
I don't know. I don't know that that's true. Really, this is a big philosophical discussion, and I'd love to hear what you think of this morning. If you want to join in, you can let us know. 0797482090. Tell me what your thoughts are on this. I think you get people who are generous, and the more they have, the more generous they can be. And then you get people who are just not generous. They just don't care about it. I mean, look at Oracle, Larry Ellison, right? Larry Ellison is the guy who started the business. Oracle, he's made fortunes. He's probably somewhere in the world's top 10 richest people ever. And Larry Ellison does not give a cent to charity. It's part of his thing. He just doesn't share money. So it's a weird thing. And a lot of people have said, oh, well, you know, and he's always been like that. He just doesn't believe in charity. And then you get people who are dirt poor. They have nothing, but they will share whatever they have with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we can say, well, because someone's rich, it changes them. All it does is it magnifies what was already there. If you were a nice person before you made money, you will probably be a nice person with money. If you were a shithead before you had money, you would be a shithead afterwards and to, you know, to a magnified level. Don't you think
I'm thinking of the other way around. So if you did have money and now you don't, you end up having more empathy being in other people's positions. And you think, okay, maybe it's not that easy to always keep a job. Or because, you know, when you do have money, you look at people and say, there's no excuse, they should find a job.
You mean like that family on Schitt's Creek? Who used to have money and now they don't have any? I don't know about that. Those people are all the most selfish, self-absorbed people in the whole universe. Justice says,
each their own.
You get people who give because they expect miracles, like those who give at the charismatic churches. Yeah, but that's a whole other kind of mental illness. John says, it just seems like poor people are more generous because there are so many of us poor people. That's so funny. Okay. Gareth, get off the serious subject. Let's get your wingman power backgrounds. Yours is so old school. Maybe the chandelier behind Sia and a Wonder Woman poster behind Leanne. Okay. So this person is trying to suggest that we must get those backgrounds, those fake backgrounds. Those things can be pretty realistic. I thought someone was actually in New York when I crossed to them on a webinar or something a while ago. And it wasn't like they weren't in New York. It was a background. But if you,
I know what you're talking about. It's like, it looks like one of those New York lofts and these massive windows and you see the skyline behind.
These things, they can be very realistic. And some of them even have like motion. You can see the wind blowing and that kind of thing. If you search backgrounds, if you search like virtual conference backgrounds or whatever, you get some of them that are movies that you can actually use. That there's, you know, the sea, the waves are crashing, and you can hear the sound and everything. It can be extremely convincing. Like, you might watch this.
But also, I can't take you seriously in a meeting if there are palm trees behind you.
No. Oh, those are exactly. Honestly. Those are exactly the people to take seriously, Sia.
But no, like, but those stock really photos. Be, no.
No, 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 no. All right. Here's some advice from people. Jesus, Sia, why would you carry that poison, man? Let it go. This is about you and the ex, Sia. You need to get over. Mm-hmm. Sia's ex seems like a pain in the ass. Drum roll. Okay. Anyone buffering on what's that?
No, I was going to take the mature stance on that and not go down that road. Uh-huh.
All right, here's some Dungeons & Dragons advice from somebody about how Dungeons & Dragons works. This is from Mickey. Listen to this.
Just a quick hint with Dungeons & Dragons. It's the best played once you've consumed a few party favors. Ooh, then you really get into the storylines that's going. And you need a good storyteller also. Anyway, have a good weekend. Cheers, guys.
I can't believe Dungeons & Dragons is still a thing.
No.
I remember it being a thing when we were at school, like Leanne was saying. Hey, team, I think the reason rich people are not as generous is that most rich people grew up with money, i.e. wealth begets wealth. So you cannot empathize with poor people. It's a function of exposure, largely. Poor people know what it's like to not have. Hence, they will share what there is to alleviate the lack in another's life. I think it's a dangerous thing to say rich people X, Y, and Z, poor people X, Y. It's like saying white people X, Y, and Z, black people, or young people, old people, healthy people, unhealthy people. You've got to be very careful about those generalizations. It's not true. And I get very annoyed when I hear people demonizing the rich, because those people seem to think that poor people are virtuous just because they're poor. They might also be poor because they've had bad life decisions. Just like a lot of rich people aren't rich because they did anything right. They just inherited it, you know, or they just lucked out. Even some of the supposedly best people in the world, the most successful people, some of those people just lucked out. They just happened upon a good idea at the right time. They are not genius. They put a lot of work in, sure, but they don't necessarily deserve your undying respect just because they have money. I'm getting upset about this stuff. Can you tell?
Yeah, true.
Jesus said that the poor shall inherit the earth. What's better than that? Yeah, well, a lot of poor people I know are still waiting for their inheritance.
Yeah, and I don't want the earth in this current landscape.
No, the way we're ruining it. Hey, Laurel, what's happening? Do you have Laurels on the line? I don't know why people can't hear us this morning, Sia.
Yeah, today is
technical hell.
I know.
Laurel, can you hear us?
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Laurel, come in. Laurel, come in.
No, she's shouting at the TV, but nothing's happening. Laurel's got hair like Cindy Lauper.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool. No, I don't know
why. She can clearly hear us.
You can hear us. We can't hear you. I don't know what's going on there. What microphone are you using? What lotions do you use?
What a bizarre question.
No, man. Don't you remember I used to have Fabio with his tips to love?
Oh, yes.
And one of his questions was always, whenever a woman would call in and ask to speak to Fabio, then he'd say, what lotions do you use? So I'm asking Laurel, what microphone does she use? I wonder why this isn't working properly this morning, Sia. It's very frustrating. I can see Laurel's about to throw something at her computer. Very annoying. Laurel, do you have burglar bars there on your windows? You don't need that in Australia, surely.
God damn. To keep out the spiders.
Oh, right. Yeah, and the dingoes and the other dangerous warlord. Find out from her.
All right.
Sia, I don't know what's happening here. This is very annoying. How can we switch? Let me just see if I can't do something here. Maybe if she comes in as a guest, Sia, is there a way to do that? That's probably a way to do things. I'm trying to find a solution while we're on the run here. This is so boring. Gareth, you sound like Ben Shapiro now, but you're right. You can make money no matter who you are. Just find the right opportunity. I left school early, and I now have a successful business, and it took hard work. Yeah, you see, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. John says, the rich comments aren't personal attacks, Gareth. No, I know that. I'm not upset. I've been poor and I've been supposedly rich. I mean, I know people who are super, super wealthy, and I know people who have nothing. So I don't judge them based on how much they have. I think that how much you have is sometimes just due to plain luck. Don't
you? Don't. I do. I'm joking.
I know you do. I know. Here's an interesting point from Stefan. He says, there's also a big difference in being generous with your time as opposed to being generous with your money. I will always offer my time, but I'm hesitant to give money. Give a man a fish, teach a man to fish, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I think that's great. Claudia says, money only amplifies what's already within you. I think to the point I was making earlier. If you lacked empathy and you're a selfish person when you didn't have money, those traits will get worse when you do have money. That's why I often think you will meet people who, and remember, if you're poor, if, in inverted commas poor, if you have only 1,000 rand and everyone else on earth has 1,000,000 rand and I need 500 bucks because I'm in big trouble, and you give me your half of your money, 500 bucks, that is a much bigger sacrifice for you than for a billionaire to give away 100 million rand.
Yeah.
So it's also scales. It's like, you know, well, what do you have, and how much of it are you willing to give away? That makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
All right, we got. Hopefully, George Meany will be able to get through a bit later on. I don't know what's going on here. This is so.
And I wonder where he'll be. Maybe at a train station.
Listen, can we take a minute to just talk about George quickly?
Yeah.
This guy is showing. He's showing off his lifestyle, and I'm very jealous. The last time we spoke to him, he was with his microlight. Hey, Laurel, can you hear us now? Oh, fuck's sake, it's still not working. God, how annoying. It was meant to be time for pumpkin patch, for God's sake.
No, she can hear it. That's the frustrating thing.
No.
All right, let me deal with it offline.
Jesus, Sia, what's wrong with you today?
I blame it on Sia.
How am I the one who's dealing with this?
I was looking forward to singing the pumpkin patch song and everything. Now I'm annoyed. So let's just go back to George for a second.
Yes.
So George was at his microlight hangar last Friday when we spoke to him, and it looked so cool, and I was very, very jealous. The week before that, he was at his airplane hangar, and he was flying his plane that morning. Do you know how fantastic that is? He also drives cool cars because he's the CEO of Auto Trader. I think George might have the best life out of all of us.
Yeah.
I think he actually and has the best.
And he's fit and healthy and eats bowls of broccoli every
Correct.
Day.
So the guy's got his shit together. Good for George. I'm very impressed. Great. Now I have that stupid song stuck in my head. Yeah, Johan, that's what happens to you. Laurel is there. Her mic is on mute. No, it isn't. We've checked that already. Her mic is not on mute. I wonder why this thing's giving us shit today. It's been absolutely fine for the last couple of weeks. Driving me crazy. While you're doing your Jesus sermon, tell people to stop dating outside of their economic class. This is Mbulelo. We are tired of consoling friends who have gold digger partners.
Oh, gosh.
That's an interesting point, but we'll save it for when Mbulelo's on the show next week, because he needs to drive this one. This is not something I feel very strongly about. I think you should date anybody you like. And if money is the issue, look, it helps if you're both of the same economic class, as Mbulelo puts it, because it means that you don't have to, one person isn't always paying for everything. But
I wonder how many
choose who you fall in love with.
I wonder how many situations have changed during COVID where the breadwinner might have lost their job.
Yeah.
And if it's changed relationships in terms of how you've feel for that person, because sometimes them having money can be a driver for attraction.
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, we know in this country with blessers and blessees, right? Money is a massive part of what happens. In fact, Who was I talking to about this just the other day? And we were saying how this blesser thing, we don't even know how big this thing is. And this is the main reason that some people get together. And it's the main reason some people stay together, is just because of the money. Now, I don't know how much you need material things, but if you would actually throw your life into a situation where you're with someone just because they've got cash, I don't think that's ever going to satisfy you. I think that is a bottomless pit, and it leads to nothing but misery. But that's just my opinion. Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing, testing. Let's see where George is today. Should we go to George? Hello, George Meany. How are you?
Hey, Gareth.
There we go. You see, George knows how to use this stuff. Good to see you, dude. What's happening?
Can you see me? Is my video on?
No, we can hear you. Where are you this morning?
I'm in my studio upstairs, but I can't seem to turn my video on.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, no. This is just the morning of technical shit. I mean, it's just awful. So, okay, you're just at your home studio today. How boring. You might as well leave the video off.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I mean, you've taken us to such interesting places the last few days. I mean, we were just saying how jealous we are of your life, that you're in microlights and you're in planes and you're doing all this exciting stuff every day. And now you're in the studio at home.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do some of the boring stuff.
All right, George, well, what's happening today? What's going on in the world?
Well, 25 most ridiculous things that have happened at car dealerships.
Oh, yeah?
So, in America, this customer walked into a car dealership and wanted to test drive a Mazda.
Yeah.
asked the salesperson if they could go for a test drive. So they jump in the car. Go for a test drive, and obviously the customer or the supposed customer is driving, and they head towards the town center. And when they get into the middle of the town center, the driver asked the salesperson if they could switch drivers so the salesperson could drive the car, and the passenger or the potential customer could experience the car from a passenger's point of view. Mm-hmm. So they switch places, they head further into town, and suddenly the customer starts feeling ill and excuses himself from the car. Of course, the guy never returned and used the whole ordeal just to get a lift into town.
Shocking.
I didn't know what the feeling ill thing, where that was going.
and then an elderly couple, also in America, this stuff always happens in America. Elderly couple looking to buy an S500 Mercedes-Benz, eager to make the sale, asked if they could take the car for a test drive on their own. Now, if you kind of push that point, I suppose that it should be a red flag in the first place. They returned 45 minutes later saying that they need to check the car because the engine light has come on. In the meantime, they had stolen $2,500 worth of parts from the car that they had put onto their own S500 that was standing not far from the dealership at a repair shop.
Oh, yeah?
What the heck?
George, with these stories, like, I know that there are places in the world where people do stupid stuff, but you don't even have to dig for these things. They're like, they happen every day, right? People in their cars, we have these weird relationships with our cars. They take us to and fro, but for some people, they're also the thing that we want to spend vast amounts of money on, sometimes that we shouldn't even be spending because we probably should be buying something cheaper. But it's amazing how people are – their relationships with their cars are paramount. For some people, they're right up there with, like, your relationship with your wife or your kids or your other relatives. Hey, George, there he is. He's just appeared on the screen.
Come on.
Yeah, so we now are visually connected to George as well. It's weird, right? This funny situation that people have with vehicles.
I think people make emotional decisions with most things in life, but when it comes to their house and their car, I think that is probably one of the most emotional decisions.
Yeah.
People
put a huge amount of time and effort into it. You know this because you can see what people are searching for. So when you go into Auto Trader, for example, you guys know how long people are spending on the site, right? And it's a substantial amount of time. Like, if someone wants to buy a car, they really go to an enormous amount of trouble to look at how many kilometers are on the clock, what the price is, what the condition of the vehicle is, all of that stuff, they probably put more thought into that than they do into someone that they meet at a bar or someone that they, I mean, on Tinder, you have less information about someone and people will go on a date, for example, based on much less information than they will to go and see a car.
Well, to put it a little bit in perspective, you know, and I don't want to make this a stats session, but we see approximately 20 million cars being opened a month.
Jeez.
So 20 million views cars.
That's amazing.
A month, 20 million. The average person visiting Auto Trader's website spends 5.5 minutes in their visit.
Wow.
5.5 minutes. Now, juxtapose that against the worldwide average on a website is roughly 2 to 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So these classified marketplace websites like Auto Trader get a lot more engagement than most other websites. And you're right. It's an emotional thing.
Justice says, George, I guess that in America and Florida anyway, all these crazy things happen there. They do. Florida's Florida's well known. You just type in Florida man or Florida woman and the stories that come up are next level. Yep. So that's exactly right. Here's a question from John for you, George, before you continue. John says, what amazes me is I see people who live in a small townhouse, but they have a car that costs more than the house. That's never made sense to me. What do you think of that?
You see that all the time in South Africa. You see a BMW X5 that is worth 800, 900,000 rand, and the person is living in a townhouse worth 1.2 million rand. So I've never understood that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, well, on with the stories. What else have you got for us today?
Six strange but common things that you do in your car. And, you know, if Leanne, she may attest to some of these.
Yeah, by the way, Leanne is not even able to rejoin us. For some reason, she's been blocked. So we'll sort this out by Monday, I promise. But tell us what you wanted to tell us anyway about these strange things.
Have you ever seen motorists wearing headphones in their cars?
No.
Like these kinds of headphones?
No. If you're wearing headphones in your car, you're an idiot. It's like people who wear a mask.
So dangerous.
It's like people who wear a mask while they're driving. You don't need, if you're the only one in the car, you shouldn't be wearing a mask while you're driving on your own. Unnecessary. Exactly. Unhealthy.
Well, if you've got the music blasted in your ears, you can't hear anything, right?
Exactly.
So you're going to miss an accident somewhere and maybe even be part. It's a dumb thing to do.
Someone might be hooting at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing your makeup in the car.
Oh, so many women who do that. I see it every
time. I don't judge that.
Single time I've been on the highway, I've seen at least one girl who's like putting on something while she's driving.
Mm-hmm. And then changing clothes. Believe it or not, people change clothes in their car. Have you ever tried to take a jacket off?
I've done that.
You're getting hot and you're trying to take a jacket off. It is the hardest thing on the planet to do, but people seem to do it.
I've often wanted to take a jacket off, but the only safe way to do it is to stop your car and do it properly. Get out. And I mean, especially if it's one of those jackets that's got buttons and, you know, you have all kinds of complicated things to do. But you're right. Some people will actually try and do this stuff while they're moving. It's ridiculous. Mm. It's so goddamn dangerous because you have two hands. You only have two hands to be at the controls of your car and you've got two eyes that should be looking forward to see what's happening and looking back every now and then to see what's already happened. And if you're worrying about a jacket, that's just, you know, the other thing is that people eat food in the car, right? But they'll eat complicated food like a burger or whatever. And that thing falls apart and you drop stuff on your lap. And then they start trying to clean up what's in their lap and they end up having an accident.
Well, last week when I spoke to you, I was at up near the Kruger Park, and I was going to fetch my Microlite because it was stranded there for about 2 weeks. On the way up, we were driving up, and on the way up, I tried to eat a burger on the way, which is unlike me. I don't eat burgers very often.
Did you make a mess?
Sometimes I eat. And it was tough trying to navigate eating this burger and driving at the same time.
I wonder how many people have had to turn around and go home because they made a mess while they were driving to work with their coffee or their food, their breakfast. I mean, listen, I know somebody who used to have a bowl of cereal and she would try to eat the cereal while driving on her way to work. And there were at least three or four occasions. I'm not making this up.
Doesn't sound wild to me.
Listen, Sia, she did this three or four times where she spilt the milk from her cereal onto her dress or her outfit, and she had to turn around and go home. And she never learned the lesson. I mean, if you're still doing it three or four times, you're a moron, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And then picking your nose while driving. I don't know if people could think that they can't be seen inside their car, but I've seen, you know, I drive an SUV. So it's very, you can see down into other people's cars. And standing at traffic lights, you see people picking their noses.
You can also see if they're pantsless from the height of an SUV. So Hein says, I used to buy the Auto Trader book when I was a child with my pocket money. Paging through it was the best entertainment for me. Monwabisi says, doing all that is fine, but stop the car first. Henk says, reading a newspaper while driving. I know someone who famously used to do that. Buchanan says, I've taken my shoes off while driving. Migs has seen someone middle-aged eat curry in a car. Sean says, a McDonald's burger is easy to eat. Beth says, how does it look when you're cleaning your lap? Think about it. Yeah, when you're like dusting stuff off, like crumbs or whatever. Etienne says, I used to have a KFC zinger wing after every DJ session at 2 in the morning and waking up with an oily steering wheel. Ain't that the truth? So loads of people who sympathize with those of us who have tried to eat or do other things while driving. But really, George, your advice to people is don't do it, right?
Don't do it. You know, anything you do in your car, and in the worst one, which we don't even have on the list, which is, you know, handling your mobile phone for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, that is even, I mean, I don't know if you've seen drivers on the road. You can immediately see when that driver is not concentrating. The car kind of slowly veers to each side of the lane, sometimes over the line. And often I think to myself, you're not concentrating. You're fiddling with your phone. You're doing something else.
Well, the phone is obviously the biggest distraction of all. Yeah. All of that other stuff we've spoken about is kind of a little more second tier. But the number one thing is the phone.
Exactly.
All right.
10 countries with crazy traffic laws. Now, this one in South Africa, believe it or not, the driver of a vehicle on a public road shall stop such vehicle at the request or the signal of a person leading or driving any bovine animal, horse, ass, mule, sheep, goat, pig, or ostrich on such road.
Bovine animal, ass, mule, horse, sheep. I love that list.
The fine can be up to 5,000 rand for anyone that doesn't yield appropriately.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Huh. I don't know if I'm better off for knowing that or not.
Yeah.
Well, if you see a horse or an ass drawn cart in Cape Town, best you take a wide berth.
Okay.
They still have them down there. I don't know if you've seen it in Cape Town. I mean, I haven't been to Cape Town for such a long time.
I haven't seen a donkey cart on the road for a long time. I'm sure there are parts of rural South Africa where you see a lot of that. But there used to be a lot more, you know. In fact, famously, someone took a picture a couple of years ago of like some dude with two donkeys and a donkey cart going down the highway. I don't know if that's legal here. Is it legal here?
What, for not donkey carts on the highway? I doubt it, because the minimum speed limit on a highway is 60 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I don't think a donkey goes that fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think just by virtue of the minimum speed limit, the donkey wouldn't be allowed.
That's hilarious. All right, what else?
And then finally, that is a better law in South Africa than in Russia. If you drive a filthy car in Russia, you can get fined up to $55.
A filthy car?
Inside or out.
If you have a filthy car, you get fined. That's great. I think people should be fined for filthy cars because it's an embarrassment.
What's the definition of filthy, though, as well?
Well, like if it's a – see, come on. Filthy. I've seen some filthy-ass cars. Mm. You know when you drive – in fact, coming up from Durban, I was behind a BMW, and there was so much – it was its engine was burning very rich, so it was – like billowing out smoke and all the rest of it. But the car, the whole car, it was meant to be a white car, was covered in this layer of gray soot and dust. It was a filth, and someone had obviously drawn on it with their finger, and it had dirty windows, and it was
If you can now like draw, filthy car. Wash me, please, into your car. That's filthy. Okay.
All right, guys. Well,
this law came about because of obscured number plates. That's how that law came about.
All right.
So weird.
Well, listen, that's all we got time for today. So thank you very much, George. I'm glad that you could get on this call because it seems everyone else we tried to speak to this morning had trouble, including Leanne Moll at the end. But we will we'll figure it out for Monday. And thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Good, good. There we go. That is it, everybody. Have a happy weekend. It is the weekend, baby. It's a Friday morning, and I hope it's the beginning of an excellent day and a great weekend. CliffCentral.com.